is called Thankful, Ungrateful Children, and especially Children of God. This podcast is designed to encourage people not to be complainers, but to be praisers. Because David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. So I'm making this podcast to tell people it's time to be grateful rather than being ungrateful. Because when you're ungrateful, you're going to stop. It's like a toilet being clogged. And by the toilet being clogged, can nothing go through. So imagine yourself just being a ungrateful person. God, wake up in the morning. Some of y'all go straight to the bathroom, take a bath, get your coffee, get your breakfast, and then you walk out the door. You don't even appreciate and say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you. Guide me, protect me as I leave this house. Amen. So a lot of you all, y'all need to hear my series on thankful, complainers, and ungrateful. I hope you enjoy it. And also, I have a YouTube channel called Life Journey 37. That's Life Journey 37. And also, I have a TikTok called Hope, Help, and Healing. So my series is running just to help you. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to encourage you, of telling you it's time for us to be thankful. Because don't just thank God on Thanksgiving Day, on a pilgrim before a dead turkey, but be thankful. Or oh, give thanks unto the Lord because he's good.
When the last time you say, Lord, I thank you? When the last time? The Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord because he's good. When the last time you say, Lord, I thank you? Some of us, we want things. We are spoiled brat. We are spoiled Christian. Everything we want. But the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God will supply all our need according to his riches. But my question is, when the last time you say, Lord, I thank you? In your prayer, you say thank you. In your praise, you say thank you. My friend, when the last time you say thank you? I know Thanksgiving passed, but Thanksgiving is about thanksgiving. Are you grateful? Are you ungrateful? You're like children of Israel, always complaining. Lord, we thirsty. Lord, we hungry. Lord, why? No, Lord, I thank you. Rebecca should have complained, but Rebecca turned his complaining into coming and praising God. If you're listening to this video, my friend, and all bad things are happening to you, and you think that you are good, listen to Habakkuk. Habakkuk, the third chapter, verse 16. Let's say verse 15. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, though they heap great waters. When I heard, my belly tremble, my lips shivered at the voice. Rottenness enter my bones, and I tremble in myself, that I may rest in the day of my trouble. When he cometh unto the people, he will invade them with his troop. Now, Habakkuk was talking about how Babylon inhabit his people. But Habakkuk was just rehearsing what happened. But in verse 17, listen to what he's saying. Though the fig tree shall not blossom. Amen. So if you're going through a fig tree, if you're going through dryness in your life, if you're going through, my friend, emptiness in your life, don't complain. What say? Don't complain. Neither shall be fruit in thy vine. So Habakkuk said, he went out. Hallelujah. And he planted, but nothing was blossoming. Amen. But he said, though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither fruit be the vine, the labor of the olive fail. That means the people that was in the field, they fail. They quit. Glory to God. So the fig tree didn't blossom, neither fruit be the vine, the labor of the olive fail, and the field shall yield no meat. So he was having a bad day. Glory to God. If you have the bad day, don't complain. You ought to praise. You ought to find God present. You ought to find a place to say, Lord, I thank you. So Habakkuk, hey, glory to God, the fig tree shall not blossom, neither fruit be the vine, the labor of the olive fail, and the field shall have no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold. That means that he sounded like a Job situation. But Habakkuk, through it all, he didn't complain. I'm telling you, just talk to somebody right now. If you're having a bad day, don't complain. Because God inhabit the praises of his people. Enter into his court with thanksgiving. And so we as being people, the Bible said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You know, people in the graveyard, they can't praise because they're dead. And if you are living, we ought to be praising. See, when Jesus Christ was going through Jerusalem, and then the Jews, they say that these people are praising you. Jesus Christ said, listen, I'll let the rocks cry out. I don't want no rock. I'm a father. I don't want a rock to praise my Jesus. I don't want a rock to praise my God. Amen. That's why David was a man after God's own heart, because David said, a humble hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. Proud people don't praise God because they're too proud. They got a Mercedes parked outside. They got Tesla, glory to God, in the Tesla section. They got money suits on. They got makeup on. They got the money suits on. My friend, proud people are too proud to lift their hand. Glory to God. I never want to be so prosperous that I can't praise God. I want to be so prosperous I can't pray. Because your prosperity don't come from you. It come from the Lord. I don't care if you've been to Harvard. I don't care if you've been to Preston's University or Yale University or Harvard. Hallelujah. Because I got a B.A. Hey, I'm born again. I got a PhD. I know to praise the Lord. I'm a father. So Habakkuk did not complain. He praised. Amen. So he see that all this thing was happening to him. Listen what I say. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be the vine, the labor of the olive fail, the field yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall. That means that he goes to see the horses. The horses are gone. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, he had a Job experience. And if you have a Job experience, my experience or problem, the Bible says, a man that born of a woman a few days and they're full of trouble. See, trouble make you draw closer to God. Trouble don't make you draw away from God. Trouble make you know that God, if you've never been broke, I know God a provider. If you've never been sick, I know God's a healer. If you, glory to God. If you have no problem in your life, you can't pray. Problems give a platform to see God. So if you never had a problem in your life, you don't have no time to pray. You have no time to praise. You have no time to find God's presence. Why? Because everything going all right. So this prophet, Habakkuk, amen, because it started out by saying that, oh Lord, I have heard the speech. I was afraid, oh Lord. Revive my works in the midst of the years. The midst of the years made known in wrath. Remember mercy. Hey, glory to God. So what did Habakkuk did? Since full trouble came to him, hallelujah, the olive tree shall not blossom, one, neither shall be fruit be the vine, two, the labor of the olive fail, shall fail, three, The field shall yield no meat for, the flock shall be cut off from the fold for, and there shall be no herd in the stall. That means a domino. He had a domino effect. But Habakkuk did not complain. And if you're going through problems in your life, you lost your job, you lost your phone, hey, glory to God, your leg cut off, there's an eviction notice, hey, glory to God, you're sick, your child's up at a school, my friend, all these things are happening to you. Don't panic, praise. Don't worry, worship. I'm talking about, I'm not going to complain, I'm going to praise. What's it? I'm not going to complain. I'm going to praise because God making a platform for prosperity. What's it? God made a platform to say, here, my servant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Habakkuk got five domino effect in his life. And even though he went through all that he went through, this man was a farmer. And everything he have done didn't prosper. And he turned his gloom. He turned his doom into gloom. He turned his death into deliverance. He turned his pain into praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling somebody right now, I have a right to praise God, not complain, because it could have been the other way. I could have been stuck in my house, can't get out, because the storm came. When storm comes in your life, my friend, you're going to find a savior. When storm comes in your life, you're going to find a scripture. When storm comes in your life, you're going to sing. I ain't talking about singing the blues. Glory to God. Somebody, right now, you have a right to complain, but you're not. So Habakkuk 3:19 say, the Lord is my, verse 18, he said, yet I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Somebody need to have a yet praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They give you eviction notice. They're going to take your car. Hey, glory to God. They give you bad news at a hospital. Oh, glory to God. They say you have terminal cancer. I come and tell you right now. Oh, glory to God. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19. The Lord God is my strength. What? The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like high feet, and he shall make me to walk upon my high places, the chief singer of the string instrument. Yet praise. I'm not going to complain, but I have a yet praise. A yet praise. A yet praise. That means I'm not going to tell you what I'm going through. I'm going to tell it to God. God is my source. God. So what you do? Person that complain, they're dead. If you are a complainer, you are walking dead. Hey, glory to God. My friend, you are countdown for the grave. You are countdown for the cemetery. Everybody that's in the cemetery, the Bible say, why die before your time? This person that got an earphone on their head, my friend, they're a walking zombie. They listen to complaining. They listen to blues. Yes, they listen to blues. They listen to Christian blues. How you sing Christian blues? Christian blues. Oh, why me? Doon, 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 doon. I lost my loved one. Doon, 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 doon. My husband left me. Doon, 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 doon. My kids don't visit me. Doon, doon, doon. In the nursing home. So a person that complains, they're a person that's singing the blues. Because the blues is not for Christian. Hey, glory to God. You are walking dead. Ungrateful. When you complain, you are a person that's unsatisfied. Nothing satisfies you. And if you are a Christian, you're just like the children of Israel. that was that came from Egypt and stood at the bank of the Red Sea, and they want to go back into slavery. Hey, glory to God. But God told them, I'll fight for you. God told Moses, what do you have in your hand? It was a rod. And Moses stretched forth that rod, and the Red Sea opened up. What I'm saying to you, my friend, God should not be complaining about, because God woke you up this morning. God's touching your way. You have a right mind. If you're a person, and glory to God, to put your own clothes on. Other people can't put their clothes on. Other people can't go to the bathroom without somebody wiping. You know what? So you thankful for? A lot of people right now, they're thankful for their turkey. Gobble, gobble. You're thanking for the greens, and you're thanking for the macaroni and cheese, but I'm thankful of being alive. I'm thankful for being saved. I'm thankful for glory to God being sanctified. I'm thankful, my friend, to be separated from the world, because the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. What's the world? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father of the world, and the world pass away, and the lust thereof. My friend, I'm thankful to have my right mind, because the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. So what are you thankful for? You're not thankful because you see all this food on the table, but I'm thankful, because the Bible said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, because he's good. What are you thankful for? But are complainers because they don't read the Bible. That's plain and simple. For people that read the Bible, they are called blessed, because they know that how to get out of mess and get the blessing. Because the Bible says, no good thing withhold from them that walk uprightly before me. So if you are a person, because I'm a standard show that says, approve unto God. They'll say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. You shall wish your man would praise the Lord for his goodness to the sons of man and women. So if you're not a studier or reader, because the Bible says, they that meditate on it day and night, they should like a plant, they're a tree that planted by the rivers of water. So if you don't read the Holy Bible, you will not be a blesser, but a complainer. Talk about Job. All those people that talk bad about Job, I'm talking about people, my friend, like Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar. Hey, glory to God. All those people say that Job have sinned. Hey, glory to God. Hey, amen. But Job say, naked came out forth from mother womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord give it, and Lord take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job said, though he slay me, yet would I trust in him. I will maintain myself before him. So a lot of people, hey, glory to God, say Job, hey, glory, have sinned. But Job, glory to God's story was how God tells Satan, my servant Job, he loved me in spite of. But the devil say, yeah, the reason why he love you, because you have a hedge of protection around him. Hey, glory to God. But God told Satan, touch everything you touch, my friend, but don't touch his life. So Job lost his family. Job lost his farm. Job lost almost everything, even his health, my friend. He was scratching himself, and his wife say, curse God and die. And Job say, you sound like a foolish woman. What I'm saying to you, my friend, Job didn't complain. Even though Job complained, but Job say something that's very intriguing. Job said, yea though he slay me, yet would I trust in him. And Job said, naked came forth of my mother's womb, and naked shall return. The Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So a lot of time when you're going through the storms of life, people have no notion, but God does. And we can't put our mouth on people. We got to pray for them. We got to stop saying that Job have sinned. This person have sinned. That's why they're going through the ringer. My friend, we don't know. We wasn't there when God had assignment. That's why I tell people the devil got a lease on him. When God told Peter, Satan desire to shift you as wheat, but I pray for you, and we are converted, strengthen thy brethren. And my friend, glory to God, Satan was after Peter. But Peter, glory to God, how Peter, when Jesus Christ got resurrected, and Jesus Christ came back to Peter and said, Peter, lovest me more than thee. Peter, love me more than thee. Peter, love me more than thee. Feed my sheep and feed my lamb. Three times he betrayed Jesus Christ. And three times Jesus Christ said, lovest me more than thee. I know I'm talking about Job, but I must make an emphasis, my friend, that how we have no right to complain. We have no right to put our mouth on people when they're going through the storm of life. We don't know. What to do? What to pray? And say, Lord, bless them. But don't put your mouth on them. Don't be like a CNN, fake news. Don't be like Fox News, glory to God, hypocrites. But be people of God to pray without ceasing. Be an encourager. Amen. Be like Bartholomew. He was an encourager. We lacking that in church. We don't encourage. We don't bless. We don't say, I'ma pray for you. But we can't wait to get home and we're gonna telephone. Not a telephone. We're gonna telephone and talk bad about a preacher's kid. We talk bad about so-and-so. We talk bad and your children is bad as hell. Amen. We got a right to complain. We got a right to encourage. That's why David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. But God disciplined Job's friends. And God restored and blessed Job. As I read, hallelujah, in Job 42. And the reason why I jumped to 42, because I want to see, it's a lot of time we have beginning, we have the middle, but there's an end. Glory to God. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They say that we're not going to bow to your statue. And we're not going to bow to you. But the God that we serve, he will deliver us from your hand and will deliver us from the fiery furnace. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. So God disciplined your friend in verse 7. And he said, and it was so that after the Lord have spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said unto Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee, and because thy two friend, for he hath not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job have. So all that Job was saying that I'm not going to put my mouth on God. Hallelujah. A lot of people become atheists because they're going through the storm. Your child die, you blaming God. You start damning God. But my friend, you ought to damn the devil. Hey, glory to God. You ought to say, Lord, your will be done. In verse 8, he said, therefore take unto you now 7 bullock and 7 rams, and go to my servant and offer up for yourself a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, after your foolishness, after your stupidity, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right. Take like my servant Job. Hallelujah, glory to God. In verse 9, so Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad and Zophar the Hedomite went and did according to the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accept Job. My friend, you got no right to complain. We have right to praise God and accept what God have allowed. Hallelujah. Verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. What he did, he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him piece of money, and everyone had an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed. What the Lord did? The Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camel and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first one Jemima, and the next one Kira, and also Kara Upra. And in all the land were no woman found so fair as the daughter of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons and son, even 14 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. I'm talking about Job was not a complainer. Job, the Bible say, my friend, and like I hear preachers say that Job complained. Yeah, Job was telling them that he's not going to complain or put his mouth on God. And even though he did it, Job put his hand on his mouth and say, and God, he put Job in his place, but Job didn't backslide. And a lot of people have backslidden because tragedy. Tragedy bring truth. Pain bring praise. Panic, hallelujah. Don't panic, sister. Don't panic, brother. Praise the Lord. Don't worry, brother. Don't worry, sister. Worship. Because your blessing, you won't stop your blessing. You won't backslide from you before you get your blessing. And when your blessing comes, it was given to somebody else. Why? Because you didn't wait. In my patience, I'm going to possess my soul. So Job, are you a Job today? Amen. Job was not a complainer. God accepted Job more than his 3 friends. I come to tell you today, my friend, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to praise. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to worship. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to find God's presence. Because worries bring pain. But when I worship, I'm in God's sight. I'm in God's realm. I'm in God's court. Enter into his court with thanksgiving. That complain. You say, hello, my name is Complainer. My friend, that's not a pleasant name to be called. No, I'm not a complainer. I'm a blesser. The blessers and the complainers. I am a blesser because David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. The Bible said, enter into his court with praise. Amen. Jesus Christ's address called praise. So if you're not a blesser, glory to God, you're not going to heaven. Because all in heaven are called blessers and not complainers. So you might say, hello, my name's Complainer, my friend. If your name is Complainer, you are not a Christian. You're not a saint. You're not a reader, a believer of the word. Every year, because they are grateful. That's why people drive the best. They live the best. They have the best health. Amen. You know why? Because they are thankful. Hey, what I'm saying? My friend, these people have vacation in paradise on earth. Amen. They go to the best beach. Glory to God, they don't go to no swamp. Why? Because they are thankful. They are grateful. Amen. They're appreciative, but God, see, God can't bless you Amen. Because you complain. If God give you bread, you want meat. If God give you meat, you want filet mignon. If God give you water, you want some juice. Come on, come on. You gotta stop complaining. Why you don't have the best? Because you live in a mess by complaining. You're a complainer. That's why. Complain. Yes, why you should not complain, part six. The reason why you should not complain, because the Bible says in Psalms 136, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercy endureth forever. If you woke up this morning, is it mercy endure forever? Oh, give thanks unto the God of God, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great works, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. Why you should not complain, sister? Why should not complain, brother? Verse 6. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endured forever. To the sun to rule by day. Thank God for the sun. When it's cold, the sun came and walked and warmed us up. For his mercy endured forever. The moon and star to rule by night. For his mercy endured forever. Thank God for the light that gives us at nighttime. His creatures are the moon and the star. And amazing how some people, some witches, they worship the moon. Some witches worship the stars. Hey, glory to God. Verse 12. With a strong hand, with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endure forever. So it means that God, hey, glory to God, had 10 judgment the Egyptian to release the people that was in bondage. Glory to God. The last judgment was the slaying of the firstborn. And God told the children of Israel, put the blood upon the doorpost, and when a death angel come, they will pass. I thank God for the blood. The blood, my friend, we ain't gonna die in our sin. The blood gives remission of our sin. Hey, glory to God. I thank God for the blood. That's why you should not complain. Hey, glory to God. And the Bible say, verse 13, to him which divide the Red Sea into his parts, for his mercy endure forever. Now, God could have sent ships and planes, and God could have let them have boats. But God told Moses, what do you have in your hand, Moses? And he said, I have a rod. He told him to stretch forth the rod. And then God parted. Can you imagine God parted the Red Sea? Hey, glory to God. God parted the Red Sea. Hallelujah. If you got a situation in your life, don't complain. Praise God. And God would let you go through it. God say you go through the water, but you will not get drowned. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They was in a fiery furnace, and God loosed them. Hey, glory to God. And it opened the fiery furnace, and the fourth one looked like the Son of God. Why complain? Glory to God. Listen, verse 15. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endure forever. So what happened? God let the children of Israel part the Red Sea, and the enemies, which were behind, followed them, and then the Red Sea drowned them. Oh, glory. Why complain, sister? Why complain, brother? If you are a person that complaining, you have not read the Bible. I said, if you are complaining, you have not read, you look at the Bible, you carry the Bible, but you don't read, you don't believe, you don't live the word of God. Why complain? Oh, glory to God. Listen to what the Bible says, verse 16. To him which led his people through the wilderness. Hallelujah, glory to God. For his mercy endured forever. In the wilderness, they was complaining. And God gave them angel food. Hallelujah. God gave them meat. And while they have meat in their nose, they died. Why? Because they were complaining. I tell them earlier, if you read Numbers The 11th chapter, verse 1. If you are complaining, you read that verse of scripture and shut up. You complain too much. You got a job, you complaining, you want a better job. You got a car, you want a better car. You got a house, you want a better house. You got a wife, you want a better wife. You got a husband, you want a better husband. Come on, stop complaining. Why? You should not complain. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 60. To him that led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endure forever. To him was smote the great king, for his mercy endure forever. I'm talking about what God have done for us. God, we see things seen. But God sent his angel and let you do, hallelujah. You could have had a bad accident, but God let you survive. You could have AIDS, you could have sickness, you could have diseases, but God, it was God. It wasn't because you was good at two-shoe. It wasn't because, my friend, it was God. God stopped that bullet. God stopped that car from killing you. God stopped that drugs from poisoning you. God stopped you from eating that poison food. It was God. Ah, glory to God. Verse 18, and slew famous king, for his mercy endured forever. What I'm saying to you is watching the video, my friend. His mercy endured forever, 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 forever. Glory to God. God don't stop blessing you. You think blessing is cars and clothes and cash and closet full of clothes and cash in a bank and credit card. No, my friend, your blessing is what you don't see. If God woke up this morning, the first thing you ought to do is get on your knees and say, Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Your mercy endured forever. Hallelujah. Could have been the other way. Hallelujah. I remember being in Jamaica. I never complain. I always praise God for what I have. Because some people, my friend, they don't have arms, they don't have legs, they're in wheelchair. And some of us are walking around with legs and arms and still complaining. Complaining. Complainers are dangerous. Hallelujah. Shihon, king of Ammonite, for his mercy endured forever. What I'm saying to you is the remaining minutes are left, my friend. You have no reason to complain. You have reason to praise. Glory to God. You have reason to shout. You have reason to dance. You have reason to our Lord God, because God is good. You think money, my friend, I'd rather have God more than money. I'd rather have favor than being a millionaire. Because favor goes faster than money. Because if you put your money in the bank and you try to go and put your code in, what happened? A virus take all your money. But God, favor endured forever. Give me favor, Lord. Give me favor. Don't give me $1 million. Give me favor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And some of y'all got a good job and still playing the lottery. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 21. And gave their land to their heritage, for his mercy endure forever. They had land they didn't build. They have houses they didn't build. Oh, they have vineyard they didn't plant. Glory to God. I don't want to miss the promised land because I'm a complainer. Some of y'all have good jobs. Some of y'all ain't qualified, but God gave you the job. Hallelujah. Even in the heart of the Israel servant, for his mercy endure forever. Verse 23, who remember us in low estate, for his mercy endure forever. 24, and have redeemed us from our enemy, for his mercy endured forever. What I'm saying to you, my friend, God's mercy endured forever. You should not complain. I stay with people that always complain. Everywhere come out and say, I wish, my friend, don't wish. I wish with all things you possibly be health, even a soul prosper, who give food to all flesh, for his mercy endured forever. And last verse, who give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endured forever. What I'm saying to you, my friend, verse 26 again. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endured forever. Why? You should not complain. This series is for people to turn their complaining into praise. How do you turn your complaint to praise? Start looking what God been good to you. God woke you up this morning. God give you activity limb. God give you a job. God give you breath to breathe. Some people have breath machine, but you are breathing a breath with no hallelujah, with no machine hooked up to you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Happens when you complain. I'm gonna tell you what really happens when you complain. It stops your blessing. Complaining make you sick. Complaining stagnates you. Complaining, my friend, you're like a person, glory to God, that's in a room of darkness. Because if you're a person that complain, your life is darkness. Because you're just a person that has no gratitude. See, thanksgiving is thanksgiving. You're a person that is full of gratitude. But if you're not a person that complain, you're a person like the children of Israel. Israel should went straight to the promised land. But the complaining made them go around in circle until they die. If you're complaining, you're a person that's going sick. You complaining, my friend, sickness come upon you where doctors can't find because... Shelter, he wrote to God. You need to go to the soup line. You need to go. What are you doing on this day? He wrote to God. Are you going to see those that are hungry? Are you going, glory to God, to feed those that hallelujah have a place to stay? What are you doing on this day called Thanksgiving? Because when we are saved, my friend, it's not about you. Amen. It's about Christ. And if Christ is in you, you should not focus on you. It's about Jesus Christ. So what are you doing on this day? Are you just with your family or are you with strangers? Are you with family or are you helping those to serve those that don't have a place to stay? Those that are hungry. Those that don't have no family. What are you doing?